Researchers are looking into long COVID in Washington. Nearly half of Latinos asked whether they've experienced prolonged COVID symptoms said yes. But in Yakima County, where more people were surveyed, some say there isn't much talk about this syndrome. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports. This is part two in a three-part series.
We knew that there was no data about long COVID among Latinos, not only in our state, but in our country.
That's Dr. Leo Morales, the co-director of the University of Washington Latino Center for Health. Morales, with another group of researchers, conducted a survey among Latinos to find out if they could be affected by long COVID. He presented the results in November in Toppenish, in Washington's Yakima Valley.
What we found was that around 40% report having new persistent symptoms lasting 3 months or longer, which meets criteria for long COVID.
Researchers surveyed Latinos in 19 Washington counties. The people were patients of CIMAR, Community Health Centers, and Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic. The results show that fatigue, muscle pain, anxiety, and sleep difficulty are the top persistent symptoms. Morales says the data shows that Latinas are more likely to report long COVID symptoms.
This is consistent with other research showing that women are more likely to have long COVID than men.
He also says long COVID, just like regular COVID, doesn't affect everybody the same way.
There are different patterns of symptoms, and it is probably related to their age and what comorbidities, what other illnesses they may have.
Dr. Julian Perez is a family physician with CIMAR Community Health Centers in Seattle.
I see cough, shortness of breath with work, exertion, or exercise, headaches, fatigue, body aches that won't go away, anxiety and depression. Those are the most common presentations I see among my patients, and most of my patients are Spanish-speaking Latinos.
Morales says the data is from a significant sample, but researchers are still studying it.
The data that we shared is based on the people who answered the survey. It's important to take this as one study and a study with limitations. It's not everyone in the Latino community. It's patients of these two clinics.
Perez says long COVID is underdiagnosed.
We, in the last year, touched 283,000 lives, but only 182 diagnoses of long COVID were made in the last year. So what that means to me is that most of the medical providers and behavioral health providers do not identify what people are going through as long COVID.
Victoria is a long COVID hauler in Sunnyside. She got COVID not once, but twice, and for months says she's dealt with extreme fatigue, brain fog, and a chronic cough.
Visita tras visitas al doctor. Intentaba algo para...
She says she visited many doctors, tried prescriptions for allergies, and she knew she had something different, but could not prove it was long COVID. As a health professional, Victoria says she studied a lot and had to be her own first advocate.
Es autodiagnóstico porque es notar un cambio.
She says long COVID is basically a self-diagnosis right now. People know how they were before and after being infected, but not everyone sees these changes, says Victoria, including her parents, who have been more tired and dealing with headaches, all new after COVID.
Yo le digo a mi papá que eso es, y su respuesta es silencio.
She says she talks to her dad about it, and his answer is silence. Her mom thinks they just need to rest more, she says, but nobody talks about why they feel that way. Antonio Hernandez, a farm worker in the Mapton area, says they haven't even heard of long COVID.
Nunca ha habido nuevas pláticas, no.
Nada más pura secuela.
He says people do talk about dealing with sequelae, like dryness in their throat, but not other illnesses. Victoria says for patients, the hope of getting treatment depends on having their primary care physician diagnose them. For now, there is little information and even fewer resources in the hard-hit agricultural region in the heart of Washington. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.
Join us next time for the final story in this long COVID collaborative piece. We'll learn more about what state-level healthcare authorities are doing to respond to long COVID symptoms in Washington. This is a partnership between NWPB and Palabra, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists Media Outlet.